11:53, Calvin, that means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
And again, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me. Jane says at civicmedia.us. This from Sky News. Headline reads, woman surprised after being declared dead.
I'm not dead.
Nicola Polino discovers she is registered as deceased, saying this development really, really messes up my life.
You think?
Yeah. Nicolene Polino of Maryland went to renew her driver's license. Says she was left frightened and surprised as she got a text informing her she was officially dead in the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration online system. She told a local outlet, "It appears I am deceased. I got a little frightened, I'm not going to lie, and surprised because I am alive. I am here. Hello."
Hello.
She was then told she could not renew her driver's license before she got a letter from the IRS describing her as a deceased taxpayer.
What?
Health insurance for Paulina and her three children also got canceled, prompting a stream of medical bills and leaving her without the inhaler she needs for her asthma. Paulino says it's affected me a lot. It's affected my health, my mental health. She then got a call from Social Security, who told her this was all because of a typo, a funeral home reporting someone else as deceased. They got one number wrong in the Social Security number, and it was Paulino's SSI number.
Who is she suing?
Social Security saying its records are highly accurate. And that less than 0.33% of the more than 3 million deaths that happen annually were later corrected, which means about 10,000 reports are wrong every year. That's not nothing.
10,000
is... 10,000.
Yeah, it used to be worse. It used to be like 50,000.
An attorney says, yeah, this happens almost on a daily basis. This is not a small thing. This is the worst impact you can have on your credit report.
That's the other thing, too, really quick, we talked about before, is like your credit report takes a while to repair.
Oh, yeah.
And in a situation like this, the credit score systems, the TransUnion, all that, they're not going to be like, oh, well, we'll just put it right back. You're probably going to start over, or
you have to earn it back.
Oh, that's unfair.
You have to earn it back. Paulino says she finally got a letter from Social Security saying the mistake had been corrected, and now she is officially alive again.
And I don't know, somewhere folded in those papers was an "I'm sorry," an "oopsie daisy," or
"no,
accept this fruit plate."
Fruit plate is appropriate in so many different circumstances.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but at least she's alive again.
Well, thank goodness.
We're glad, Nicole, you're back. That wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.